This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How many calories does a person need daily? The number of calories the body consumes in a day is different for every person. You may notice on the nutritional labels of the foods you buy that the percent daily values are based on a 2,000 calorie diet. 2,000 calories is a rough average of what a person might eat in a day. But your particular body might need more or less than 2,000 calories. Height, weight, gender, age, muscle mass, and activity level all affect your caloric needs. There are three main factors involved in calculating how many calories your body needs in a day. First, there's your basal metabolic rate. Second, there's your physical activity. And third, there's the thermic value of food. Your basal metabolic rate, or BMR, is the amount of energy your body needs to function at rest. This accounts for about 60 to 70% of the calories burned in a day, and it includes the energy required to keep the heart beating, the lungs breathing, the eyelids blinking, the body temperature stabilized, the brain thinking, and so on. In general, men have a higher BMR than women do. One of the most accurate methods of estimating your basal metabolic rate is the Harris-Benedict formula. For example, for an adult male, you take 66 plus your body weight in pounds times 6.3 plus your height in inches times 12.9 minus your age in years times 6.8, and that'll give you your basal metabolic rate. The second factor in the equation, physical activity, consumes the next highest number of calories. Physical activity includes everything from making your bed in the morning to jogging. Walking, lifting, bending, and just generally moving around burns calories. But the number of calories you burn in any given activity depends on your body weight. There are many sites on the web that will help you to calculate the number of calories that you use in different activities. Finally, the thermic effect of food is the final addition to the number of calories your body burns. This is the amount of energy your body uses to digest the food you eat. It takes energy to break food down to its basic elements in order to be used by your body. To calculate the number of calories you expend in this process, multiply the total number of calories you eat in a day by 0.1, or 10%. If you need some help determining how many calories you eat in a day, look for a free food diary site on the web. The total number of calories a body needs in a day is the sum of these three different calculations.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the Brain Stuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.